the bear trio forced Forest Service officials to close the popular estuary boardwalk for most of the summer, but nevertheless were an attraction in their own right. A Forest Service timber crew discovered the cub's carcass on October 2nd while marking a stand for thinning. Law enforcement ranger Mike Welsh says that the animal was found mostly intact and close to the road, but did not show any sign of a bullet wound, being hit by a car, or other man-made trauma. Instead, the carcass appeared partially eviscerated, which is characteristic of a bear kill. When Welsh went out the following day to recover the carcass, it had been dragged much farther from the road, and the hindquarters had been taken. Again, evidence that the cub had been prey to an adult bear, probably a large male or boar. Welsh bagged the carcass and took it to state biologist Phil Mooney, who confirmed the cause of death. Mooney says that it is very common in the natural world for adult grizzlies to feed on cubs, especially as the cubs grow a little older and tend to drift from their sows. The time of year is also significant. Mooney says that as boars conclude feeding at salmon streams and begin to head to their dens, they'll sometimes cross paths with cubs, and it usually does not end happily for the latter. Mooney says three hunting guides in Game Management Unit 4 this season have reported seeing a total of 6 bear carcasses that appeared to have been the victims of other bears. Although this is more typically a boar behavior, one guide, according to Mooney, recently was forced to shoot a sow when he came across her feeding on the carcass of what proved to be a 7-foot boar. Mike Welsh with the Forest Service says, "The grizzly world is a brutal world." The possibility remains that the dead cub may not be one of the popular twins. Another sow with a similar aged cub was seen in the valley over the course of the summer. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.